Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Costumed runners will take to the streets of San Francisco Sunday morning for the annual Beta Breakers race. In its heyday, 110,000 registered runners took part, but by 2015, less than half that number ran. Phil, what happened?
Well, a couple of things. In some ways, Beta Breakers became a victim of its own success and a victim of its own excesses. The race, as you said, between 1996 and 2010 consistently clocked in 110,000 costumed Elvises and uncostumed people, actually bare naked, running from the Bay to the Breakers. And it was in the Guinness Book of World Records. The highest number was 111,000. It's dropped, and it dropped considerably in recent years for a couple of reasons, and not the least of which was it went from being a race and a fun time to pretty much a drunken bacchanal for a lot of people, and the nudity outweighed the costumes, and the drinking outweighed the fun. And in the last couple of years, they started tightening up on it, and that's where we are pretty much right now.
So, Phil, were those earlier numbers overinflated, or was it just kind of loosey-goosey as far as the registration part goes? They just let anybody in, you know.
Yeah, both, John. I mean, the numbers were impressive, but it was loosey-goosey as part of the whole atmosphere of the race. It was originally put on by the Examiner, at least in modern times. The race goes back for, almost 1913, I think it started somewhere around then. And, you know, it's about 7.5 miles. Patty, you've run in it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've run it a couple of times. I ran it with my dad on his 70th birthday, and that's the last time I did it.
So why was that the last time? Why didn't you go back for more?
It's kind of a pain in the you-know-what to get around and maneuver and get back from the finish line, and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It can be an all-day thing,
and people are coming in late. That's one of the drawbacks of it. Rather than being a circular race that winds up back where you started near a BART station or something on the Embarcadero, you're out at Golden Gate Park. You know, they tightened up on who could get in and how you get in a way to try to crack down on the drinking and the bad behavior, and it worked. Now, what we have now is a race, and they're expecting, I talked to them today, and they're expecting about 40,000 people on Sunday. Now, that's not bad. I mean, it's not 110,000, but it is 40,000. They're saying it's going to be much more family-friendly. It's going to be low-key, so we necessarily might not be out there with our TV cameras and doing reports of what's going wrong rather than being what's right. So I think, 40 to 50,000 is not bad. You probably figure another 10,000 hop in after the race starts without paying their fees. That's with tradition. And we'll see how many Elvises out there, how many naked people are out there, and as Patty said, how long it takes you to get back once you get out there.
Are the tortillas still allowed, Phil?
I got hit by one of those and it hurt.
Flying tortillas.
I did.
There you go, kids. It's always something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.